we're quite high up, actually, overlooking New York. I'm in the apartment of a Geo Geller, who I've known for a few years now, and he is just never-ending with his stories. One, every single object in this overexcited apartment of his has a story attached to it, and he's famous for kind of wearing a baseball cap at all times. I'm told he doesn't sleep in it. But I ask you what your favourite...
Don't believe what you're told.
Oh, okay. What are you wearing? Is this your favourite?
So this is a hat that I got at a journalism conference, because I've been doing a documentary called Who's Wearing the Emperor's New Clothes? If so many people believe in something, how can it be wrong, is the subtitle. And I bought this press hat thinking, oh, well, that'd be interesting. The press hat, I realized, really didn't say press only to the people who could see the visible, but the people who could see the invisible would see that it really said, in invisible ink, R-E-P-R-E-S-S, and then invisibly E-D, which meant repressed, if you could really see it. Now, the concept really is that the press is invisibly repressed. For those who might be interested, if you notice in the picture that there are safety pins holding up the press, which is symbolic in many reasons because the press is held together by safety pins and by invisible strings that both hold it together and hold it back. So it's because it's had seen its day and it's now a relic, of which I have probably am too. With my gray hair and gray beard and grayness, but the hat is been washed so many times that it's washed. You've heard that thing about wash that man out of your hair. Well, that's what happened to this hat.
It's interesting how it's only barely being held together by the safety pins that you've put in there, the P-R-E-S-S, and you can pretty much see through the holes, and it's totally entirely worn. I mean, how long did you actually have it?
I think I probably had it for 10 years or so. The interesting thing about the hat is that it's taken on a life of its own. And people would stop me. And one guy tried to press my head because it said press. And one guy asked if I was in the pressing business. And I told him I was pressing. People thought it was funny. And other people understood it as a press. I've given it to a friend of mine, Danny Schechter, who is a troublemaker and a revealer of truths and untruths, and I've done some films with where he's used some of my footage. But the concept really is the press is invisibly repressed, and we, the people, are not so invisibly oppressed. And think about that. Chew on that a little bit.